أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم. In the previous ayat, from the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala took 12 qasams, and then Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the day of Qiyamah, our nama amal, our record of deeds will be presented to everyone. To stress the great importance and the reality and the realization in us that we will have to be presented to Allah Ta'ala, and our whole life's records will be brought in front of us. Allah Ta'ala had taken 12 qasams. Yeah, now Allah Ta'ala is showing the great importance of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his risalat. He came as the messenger of Allah and he brought the message of Allah Ta'ala. Or it shows the Quran Sharif, what the great importance of the Quran Sharif is and what a splendid kitab it is which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. For that Allah Ta'ala takes qasams of five stars which are moving in the sky. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ. So qasam khata hu main peeche haj jane walo. I take qasam of those stars that turn back. الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ, seedhi chalne walo dab jane waliyo ki. And then those that move in a straight line and those that disappear. These are five stars, there, which is Venus, Saturn, Mercury, Jupiter and Mars. They are known as the five great astonishing stars. Astronomy was a subject that was taught in our Darul Ulooms also before. Unfortunately, it has been left out now, which is a very important study, because the Quran speaks various places about the various objects, the celestial bodies in the sky. For example, with regard to the sun, our five times namazes are determined according to the movement of the sun. With regard to the moon, our months are calculated, our Ramadan, our Hajj. So the sun, the moon, the movement, it is very necessary also that we know about it. Though it is perhaps not taught in any Darul Uloom now, but there are still individuals in the Ummah who master this field of astronomy. And it is also a very important subject, Islamic subject. So these five stars, they move from the west to the east at a very, very fantastic speed. Such very great speed they move. And that is called Jawar. When they are moving in this forward motion from the west to the east, then suddenly they stop and they start reversing again. And they move in a backward position, and that is called Khunnas. When they are moving in the backward position again, then the stars are such that at times they just go close to the sun and disappear. That is known as Khunnas. So these five stars and their fantastic system which Allah has made for them and the astonishing speed that they have, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of all these things. And the reason for taking these qasams are also will be made clear as the subject of the qasam will be made known. Then we will understand why Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of these stars which Allah Ta'ala has created. And the system also Allah Ta'ala has put in place. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا أَسْأَسَ. And the night when it sets in, or the night when it disappears, that is, the period of night also comes, and the night overtakes everything, and darkness comes over everything. Or the time comes when the night disappears again, وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسَ. Or subha ki jab dam bhare, or the time of the morning when the morning takes a breath and the morning comes again into the morning comes and light comes in the world. In this sense, these qasams they are explained in this way, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam who came before. When they came, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought wahi to them, and light came in the world. This stayed for a while, as long as the Nabi was present, for a little while after him, and then again it disappeared. Then darkness came again. Another Nabi came again, again light came in the world, and this carried on till the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then a period of, so to say, complete darkness came. Roughly 650 years passed between the time of Isa alayhi salam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And when there was nobody now and no hidayat left, nothing of the truth, Christianity was all mixed up now, they changed the Bible, etc. There was no ray of hidayat left. So that was that complete darkness that had come. Then the son of Nabuwat came. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in the world, and he brought light in the world, and that light is going to stay till the day of Qiyamah. Allah is going to protect the Quran Sharif and the true deen, and the complete deen Allah is going to protect. Or it refers to the malaika when they bring this revelation, wahi, to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Then they go back again, that is the receding again. And then they disappear with all the malaika, they just join with them and they disappear there. Then we don't see them again. So these qasams and these five striking qasams and the real enjoyment and the real understanding a person can get when he has a good knowledge of astronomy as well. Then he will get a proper understanding and this whole system of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, of the night and the day. But for us to understand that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with this great message of Allah ta'ala and they brought light, it stayed for a while and then it disappeared again. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam came after complete darkness, night set in thoroughly, completely, and then it was lifted when the son of Nabuwat came and Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam brought hidayat and to the four corners of the world. Today we can go and see any part of the world, we will hear adhan there. We will find Muslims there. We will find people making namaz and sajda there. These are all the great efforts of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And so we have to take on this mission and bring this light of Nabuwat and take it to the all four corners of the world and intensify it tremendously. Wa afirullah.